Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And Darren Frehill joins us. And Darren, Brendan Rodgers gone from Celtic, but a lot of bad blood left behind.
Oh, you can say that again, Justin. It's getting pretty nasty in Glasgow overnight and this morning. Brendan Rodgers, as you say, resigning as Celtic manager. And in terms of his replacement, former manager Martin O'Neill, he's going to take charge in an interim role. He'll be assisted by former player Sean Maloney. O'Neill himself hasn't worked as a manager since parting company with Nottingham Forest in 2019. Celtic in dire trouble in terms of the league. They're 8 points off league leaders Hearts, lost to Hearts at the weekend. This news confirmed last night in a statement, and then 15 minutes later, another statement, this time from major shareholder Dermot Desmond, and this is just really scathing stuff. He accused Rodgers of being divisive, misleading and self-serving behaviour that has contributed to a toxic atmosphere.
We haven't heard Rodgers' response to that yet, have we?
Not yet. No. I'm sure he's getting legal advice, Justin. In terms of the background to the story, Rodgers has not hidden his disappointment in terms of lack of investment recently in the team and has been quite public about it. Desmond, on the other hand, he rarely speaks in public, doesn't do interviews, and to come out in such a public manner like this, this is really, really surprising from him. Let's hear from Tino Callaghan. He covers all things Celtic for the Celtic Exchange podcast.
To effectively pin all that blame on one man in Brendan Rodgers, it's a really bold statement for Dermot Desmond to be making. And, you know, he's described in many quarters as the absentee landlord. We barely see him at Celtic Park. He turns up for big Champions League nights. I don't think he bothers to even attend the AGM. And so the fact that we barely hear from him and then this is what we get, it's quite extraordinary. Somebody's not telling the truth, because Brendan Rodgers was adamant in the case of three signings in particular. He was adamant that these were club signings, to use his terminology, and effectively saying that, you know, distancing himself from those signings, Dermot Desmond seems to say otherwise. And often in these cases, the truth lies somewhere in the middle. But yeah, as I say, someone is not telling the full picture here.
Yeah, pretty extraordinary stuff in Glasgow this morning. More on that story a little bit later on. The Irish women's team can confirm their place in the top ranks of the Nations League again when they face Belgium tonight. So the Irish team take a 4-2 lead into that game away from home. Just a reminder that the away goals do not count. Irish captain Katie McCabe is going to earn her 100th cap live on RT2, The Player, and Game on 2FM. Carla Ward is the Irish manager.
Yeah, I think first and foremost, we respect the fact we're ahead, but we have to earn the right to win the game. And this isn't about winning the tie over two legs. This is about going out tomorrow night and trying to win that game as an individual game. If we do that, then the job's done. I think it has to be full focus on that as an individual game. And look, what I would say is we're going to be covering, you know, between now and even tomorrow kickoff, there'll be no stone left unturned. There'll be conversations, meetings this evening. And yeah, I couldn't be any clearer. This isn't about we're going into the game 2-0 up. This is a game of football we want to win on the night.
Yeah, 4-2. We're not used to having leads like that going into
big
games.
Katie just has to do what she did the other night and it'll all be good.
Yeah, big preview on the way a little bit later. And finally, two stories left for you. Castletown Gagan, the Westmeath County Hurling Champions again yesterday. And finally, great story from Donegal, and I'll have more details on this later. But Dylan Brown McGonigal is the 2025 champion flat jockey. More at 8:30.
See you then, Darren.